We're now on The Naked Scientist to a puzzle that science has never solved. It's something we all do, it's contagious, and even animals are affected. It is, of course, yawning. But why do we do it? Well, joining me now from the State University of New York at Albany is Gordon Gallup, who thinks he knows the answer. Hello, Gordon.
Hi, Chris.
Thank you for joining us on The Naked Scientist. So what have you done to try and work out what a yawn is, to start with?
Well, we think that yawning may have evolved to function as a brain-cooling mechanism. It turns out that a variety of drugs that inadvertently increase brain temperature, such as antidepressants, often produce excessive yawning.
When you say increase brain temperature, literally they make the brain hotter, but how?
That's correct. They raise brain temperature. Some of the serotonin reuptake inhibitors that are used as antidepressants.
Is that because they make the brain more active? It burns more energy, so it produces more heat?
I suspect that it increases brain metabolism.
And a side effect of that increase in metabolism and temperature seems to be more yawning amongst the sufferers.
It seems to be the case. Likewise, sleep deprivation increases brain temperature, and excessive yawning is a common symptom of sleep deprivation.
So how did you try and tease out whether it's just the temperature or something else going on?
Well, we focused on two well-established brain-cooling mechanisms, and it involves what's called nasal breathing and forehead cooling. And when you breathe in cool air through your nose, it cools the blood and capillaries in your nasal epithelium and sends that cool air to the brain. Likewise, when you cool your forehead, there are emissary veins that are connected to your brain, and it cools your brain. So what we did was we had subjects either breathe through their nose or hold cold packs to their forehead, and we discovered that under those conditions, yawning stopped.
How did you make them yawn?
We made them yawn by having them watch videotapes of other people who were yawning.
And so this was sort of contagious yawning?
Contagious yawning, exactly. And by cooling the brain, presumably it eliminates the need to yawn, and as a consequence, you don't get contagious yawning under those conditions.
So are there any other explanations apart from the temperature-related idea?
Well, a lot of people think that you yawn in order to replenish oxygen levels in the blood, but a lot of independent research has been done on that question, and it turns out that if you manipulate both oxygen and CO2 levels in a person's blood, it leaves yawning unaffected.
Now, when you say you got people to cool their brain via their forehead, tell us a bit about that. How did that work?
Well, we had them either hold warm packs to their forehead, cold packs to their forehead, or packs that were maintained at room temperature. And those that held cold packs to their forehead stopped yawning.
You don't think that's because it's actually quite unpleasant having something cold jammed onto your forehead, and this made the subjects more aroused and more alert just because they were doing something which could be quite painful, in fact?
Well, they weren't so cold as to produce painful after effects, but the fact that nasal breathing produces the same effect tends to rule out any discomfort.
Well, let's look at the sort of group dynamic then. Why is it that if we're sitting in a cluster together, I yawn, the person next to me might catch it and yawn, probably the whole audience to this program are now yawning in sympathy with us talking about it, and not just because they're bored. Why should that happen? What's the evolutionary purpose? There must be one, because animals do it, as I said at the beginning.
We think that contagious yawning evolved to maintain group vigilance so as to enable people to be better at detecting danger. That is, when someone yawns, we take that as evidence for the fact that their brain temperature is increased and their mental efficiency has decreased. Therefore, if everybody yawns, the overall level of vigilance on the part of the group will be enhanced.
And so in that respect, you're more likely to spot that tiger lurking, which is going to pluck you off if you all fall asleep.
Precisely.
Okay, well, thank you very much to Gordon Gallup for joining us and explaining that. Gordon, thank you.
My pleasure.
I'm certainly yawning now. I hope no one else is yawning too
You're
much
so
at home.
Rude.
I've perfected the art of yawning with my mouth shut. It's very useful.
Yes, well, you know, I'm sure your life is that. If your life is a bit more interesting.
Well, yeah, then I wouldn't need to yawn all the time.
Yeah, you, well,
cooling my brain.
Now, I've got to say hello to... I was just talking to Tom Doig, who is actually at Barkway School in Hertfordshire. He says that people in his class, and some of them are 8 and 9 years old, he asked me to say hello to them, and they listen to The Naked Scientist, and they love doing our experiments. And to sort of remind you, this week's Kitchen Science, if you want to have a go at it, you need to get a big glass or something full of... Well, half fill it with rice, put some kind of object like a ball, something like a bouncy ball, into the centre of it, put, and then give it a really good shake around when you've filled the glass up to the top with rice, and tell us what happens. And you could win yourself a prize. I'm going to give away a copy of Naked Science. That's my book. And I'll sign it for you.